I turned around and walked toward the square. Most of the mob had gone past us, so I was now in the outer fringes, the back lines of a crowd of perhaps 100, all moving at a trot, then a run, after the 3 retreating redshirts, who by this point had dragged their hostage all the way into the square as they tried to get away from that overwhelmingly superior force of rock-throwing, knife-waving attackers. My captor and I entered the square. The canal's edge was to my left, the square spread away from it to my right. War cries now sounded from that direction. I'm using the term war cry here to mean the unearthly scream that the first red shirt had uttered when he had come out of nowhere to protect me. Now we heard 10 of them at once. The first one, as I described, had simply paralyzed everyone. But in a short time we had learned to associate the sound with face-smashing, limb-twisting Vaelor experts. A battle line of red shirts had materialized on our right flank. They had been poised in the square, waiting for the first 3 to draw us into position. All heads turned toward, all bodies swerved away from them. Each of the red shirts had sent 1 or 2 members of the mob down to the pavement with bloody lacerations before we could even take in the image. The line of red shirts pivoted to link up with the first 3, who now released the man they'd been torturing. Beginning to understand that they were outflanked on the right, and that the square in general was enemy territory, unable to move left because of the canal edge, the mob turned back, hoping to withdraw the way they had come. But another salvo of war cries came from the rear as several red shirts vaulted up out of the canal. They had been hiding down there, clinging to the rugged canal wall like rock climbers, and we had unwittingly gone right past them. They sealed off the retreat. The only way out now for the mob was to squirt forward between the canal edge and the red shirts into the square, or jump down into the canal. As soon as a few had escaped via these routes, everyone wanted to do it, and it turned into a panic. The red shirts let them go. In a few moments, almost all of my attackers had simply disappeared. The 2 lines of red shirts joined up and contracted to form a sparse ring about 20 feet in diameter. They faced outwards. Their heads never stopped moving. In the middle of the ring were 3 people: the gun-toting leader, I, and a single red shirt who always moved so that he was between me and the muzzle of the gun.